Amazing selection, reliable low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Visit rockauto.com and tell them Locked On sent you.
Your Locked On Sharks, your daily podcast on the San Jose Sharks. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Locked On Sharks. It's over! We don't have to watch this team play hockey anymore for at least June, July, August, like at least like a solid 4 months. God damn, we made it.
We made it, boy. Hey.
There's 7 seconds left in this stupid season as we're recording. 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. I'm your host, Kyle Demetrius, and back with me as always are Eric and JD. JD is pounding a beer out of a Sharks glass. Is he chugging the whole thing? What is happening? Oh my God, he's actually chugging a beer. The dads are going wild.
I can't chug beers. I don't know how he does it.
Oh my God, he's actually doing it. JD, when was the last time you chugged a beer? You know what you need? You need a friend there to nut tap you right now.
Oh, he couldn't finish it.
Oh, you're out of practice, man.
I am. Jonathan, I had to watch because my kids do nut tap me on accident without even
Chase and Jackson aren't good drinking partners yet.
No.
Not helpful. So that's a picture wrap on the season. The Sharks just lost 6-0 to the Vegas Golden Knights to close out the season. It wasn't particularly close.
Horrendous.
It was bad. No. Particularly close is being nice. Hold on.
The Sharks took 19 shots on goal and allowed 44.
How many? I think the
not a single player on the Sharks. Well, I guess that's obviously the case. Not a single player was a plus, which is impossible, but
they're all bad. Okay,
hold on. While we're doing this live, Patrick Marleau skating around, putting his like stick up and stuff like that. He's obviously going to get first start of the game. He looks weepy.
I think this is it.
This is last game of his career. Storied career.
It was pretty cool. He got the Gordy like.
So he's clapping now. He's on the ice by himself. There's his large family. He's looking pretty sad.
His son D's nuts.
JD, what you were saying was that.
Oh, it's pretty cool. Family. He got the Howe family sent him the like Gordie Howe stick that he used in the last game that was in the Hockey Hall of Fame, and they swapped it with Patrick Marleau's stick that he used in his record-breaking game. So he actually has Gordie Howe's last stick he ever used. That's kind of a cool gift.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. And it was the Gordie Howe's family and the Hockey Hall of Fame did that, which is pretty sweet that they did that. Probably the last time Patrick Marleau wants to come back, but I mean,
I don't know, man.
No, dude, you can't. This year it makes sense because he could get the all-time game played record that like isn't
the Sharks weren't going anywhere.
Broken anytime soon. The Sharks aren't going anywhere. But if Doug Wilson is truly trying to turn this thing around in record time, then like they can't afford to have a dude who just can't play anymore. They're icing 11 forwards every game this season. Like you just can't do that if you're trying to squeeze your way back into the playoffs next season.
Well, he had a mean sunburn on the back of his neck too. I was looking quite rouge.
Android farm boy.
Do we even want to talk about this game, or do we just want to talk about existential Shark stuff? Because like honestly, that was clearly just we have to play this game.
I'm just here so I don't get fined energy throughout this entire game.
Eric, do you have any stats that at all?
No, I refuse.
Okay,
Ivan Cechovic only played 9:29, 12 shifts. I'm over it.
That's so funny in the last game of the season that
I know he was so bad that they couldn't even squeeze him in an extra few shifts.
Well, did they run like Evander Kane out there for like 22?
No. Actually, Balcers and Gambrell led the way in total shifts. But a lot of that was because penalty kill time.
Yeah. The Sharks.
They killed a shitload of penalties and they're out there. So like Hurdle and Kane had less than usual, but there wasn't a lot of it was all on power play time. But like Chmielewski and Gambrell were up there in even strength time on ice. So they definitely tried to give some of the younger guys more even strength time, I think. Or guys farther down the lineup more even strength time. I think Dylan Gambrell led the way. Yeah, Dylan Gambrell led the way in even strength time on ice among forwards.
Why did my fellow Patriot, I shouldn't say Patriot, or my fellow Paisano, Leon Bergman, playing this game. where did that call up come from?
Well, yeah, because he's like the same as VL. Like he's like the energy guy, fourth line grinder kind of type.
Yeah, VL and since VL and Leonard.
He's only 22, so at least he's got a little bit of.
Who, Bergman or VL?
VL's 24. Bergman's 22.
Yeah, Bergman took a lot of penalties.
He took two penalties in the first period alone. I think that was it. But like, that's not a good way to.
Ingratiate yourself to the to the coach.
Yeah.
Man.
Wait. So speaking of Dillingham, and Brawl racking up minutes, Doug Wilson was very clear in his interview on the podcast. He was like, "We need another 3C."
Yeah, he did. So he was on the 2-minute advantage with Sharks insider Pierre LeBrun and I forget who the other guys.
It doesn't matter. Pierre LeBrun is the important piece.
Yeah, Pierre LeBrun, and then he also did his little interview today, and Shang Peng had a great article. That's always so. If you're not subscribed to San Jose Hockey Now, I don't know what you guys are doing here, but we're basically he was asked like, okay, what do you guys need to do? And the first thing he said was goaltending is not up to standard. And then the second thing was they need to upgrade the 3C position. So yes,
the gambler. Has no one went to fold them. I think we're closing out the table on the gambler unless he slides back down to 4C.
I think 4C is his home.
So here's what I think. I gotta open up
this graphic on NBC Sports is wrong. Alexander Barabanov literally signed today, guys.
Yeah. What do they say about it?
He's an unrestricted free agent. Are they going to resign him?
Yes. The answer is yes.
The answer is yes. We should bet on that somewhere. I probably could make some money.
The other ones are Greg Patterson. See ya. Marcus Sorensen. See ya. Matt Nieto, maybe.
Matt Nieto, yes. I think they re-sign
Nieto.
Donato. Obviously, Balcers. Donato. Nieto. And Gambrell. And I think they protect Balcers and Gambrell.
And they leave Donato exposed?
Yep. Donato's been a healthy scratch.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's right. They're going to leave one of Gambrell or Donato exposed.
And also, I don't know how they feel about Šimek. They signed him to a long-term deal for a reason.
Šimek has to be the exposed D.
Oh, no, he's exposed, but I'm saying Donato's probably more, if they're game theorying it, Donato's probably more attractive pickup for Seattle than Šimek is.
Well,
if you're the Sharks and you want Šimek,
so you can have a $2.5 million defenseman to play on your bottom pair, like your borderline top four for the next while you get
but
started.
But
like
he's 28 and
you need these Donato's guys. Like they can't just grab everybody that's under 22. Like teams aren't just going to put up all these guys. Sure, they're going to have to take some guys, and if they can't completely go with $1 million contracts is there is a floor. So like Šimek is an attractive option in that we watch him constantly. We know that he's probably not the greatest, but for a team like Seattle, why not? And remember Vegas took like 10 D or like 11.
Well, they
D
also
like that.
Screwed that up. They're like, oh, we're going to take all the defensemen, corner the market and then trade them all. And they like maybe slung Schlemko to Montreal for like a fifth round pick or something. Like, I don't. And then they just had seven defensemen and then they couldn't play Shipachov because they couldn't release anyone and call them up from the AHL. So they just like shot themselves in the foot. So I imagine Seattle will be smarter about that.
Investing can be complicated. Whether you're a beginner or have been investing for years, Wealthfront makes it easy. They have the right tools for every portfolio. Wealthfront can create a portfolio of globally diverse, low-cost index funds personalized for you in just minutes. They can even help you lower your taxes as you invest. For the average client, their tax loss harvesting can more than cover the low annual 0.25% advisory fee. Best of all, it's automatic. Wealthfront is trusted with over $20 billion of assets, and you get your first $5,000 managed for free by going to wealthfront.com/lockedonNHL. All you need is $500 to get started. Grow your wealth the easy way and let Wealthfront do the work for you. To get your first $5,000 managed for free for life, go to wealthfront.com/lockedonNHL. That's wealthfront.com/lockedonNHL to start growing your savings. We have plenty of time. plenty of time for this.
Well, so, okay. Anyway, the 3C thing I brought up because in hypothetical world, hello puppy. In hypothetical world, like JD said, he's not cut out to play 3C, which is a tough position, but he'd be a great 4C probably. Correct.
Yeah.
Great,
I think that's where we've,
but he'd be a good 4C.
And if Gambler's your 4C, like,
you could be doing worse.
You could be doing worse. He goes out, he kills penalties.
You could be doing whatever was on the screen.
He can skate.
Yeah.
He's athletic. He can skate. He kills penalties. He's got a little bit of skill. He just doesn't have the 3C for the Sharks, at least in this coaching staff system, is sort of like the poor man's shutdown unit. So when the shutdown unit's tired, or when one of the other teams, one of the other lines is out there, they throw Gambrell out there, throw him in the defensive zone, and that way they get Meyer and Hurdle and those guys offensive zone time. And Gambrell struggled there.
If some enterprising GM shows up on Doug Wilson's BlackBerry and is like, hey, man, I'll give you a fourth for Dylan Gambrell.
Yes, please. Yes, please.
Yeah, you just take it, right?
Yeah, Doug Wilson's already come out and said he's trying to acquire more picks before the draft that starts. So he stressed that again today, where he's trying to get up to 9 or 10 by the time the draft starts. So,
yeah, I think
you're at 7 now, right?
Well, I can see them being like, "We spent a 2 on him. Why are we going to sell him for 4?"
Well, sure.
It's also been. Yeah,
I'm with you guys. I'm just saying, you know, I like to think Doug Wilson
also signed Adam Burrish and then was like, right. Well, you can't be, you're not playable. I'm cutting you.
Right.
So that's true. I mean, like, Doug Wilson's
that's
not
true. But Gambrell, yeah, that's true. But Gambrell's playable at least. But yeah, yes, for sure. If someone offers you a pick for Dylan Gambrell, it'd be
like a decent one. Like, great. You're not getting traded for like a 5, 6, 7. I think four is the
fine.
Floor, right?
Fine. Yeah. 4 and above, like, do it for sure.
What else did he say?
Goalie.
And then he was asked about the goalie.
So hold on. Before we move on from the goalie thing, what did he say?
He said it was the goaltending this year was unacceptable, I believe was his words.
May I pose a question to the audience?
Yes.
What was he watching the last 2 years?
Not unacceptable-ish. I don't know.
That's his breaking point.
Aaron Dell saved the day. So speaking about the goalies, before we get into this, the Sharks, 0 goalies above .900 save percentage. I know save percentage isn't the end all be all, but as Eric
indicator.
Says, it's a nice barometer of how you're doing. And
there was hope for Melnichuk. He was the chosen one. And
poor guy got shelled tonight.
I bet you the save percentage wasn't even totally in the tank tonight because they took like a million shots, right?
Yeah. Our goaltending has to be better was Wilson's words. So I'm going to sit with Nabby and with our staff because I haven't done that yet. I'll be doing that the next little while. We feel that the young guys certainly have made some really good progress. We like where they're at. I will say this on goaltending. We will explore all avenues to address goaltending. We know that it's important. But I do want to get the input from Nabby and our staff. But we also think that this being an expansion year, that we will be in a there'll be a pool of goaltenders available when we decide to add one.
Okay. So two things there. Exploring all avenues for a goaltender. Love it.
Yes.
Want more of it. That means trades. So the thing about Martin Jones is that the Martin Jones trade was good.
Yes.
He got LA bought. He obviously, what's the thing when you get together? I can't remember. Anyway, obviously cavorted with Boston and Don Sweeney and was like, hey, get Martin Jones and then we'll send you this deal afterwards. And Don Sweeney was like, yeah, I'm going to do that.
Yep.
He got him.
Just like Doug Wilson was the middleman.
Yeah. Doug Wilson used his money laundering enterprise to help to get somebody else into the game. He's like the drug dealer that starts you off
Doug
with like
spot
and then gets you into crack.
Yeah.
So they did that. But here's the free agent list of upcoming UFAs. Tuukka Rask, who's 34. Pekka Rinne is 38. Both franchise icons. So I don't know what they're doing. Frederick Anderson, just balls, 31. Devin Dubnyk, already been there. Antti Raanta, 32. James Reimer, 33, already been around that town. Philip Grubauer, 29, also heard all the time. Peter Mrazek, 29, also good. Bernier, 33, Riddick, big save at David, 29, but he's like the fourth in Toronto or something. Carter Hutton, 35, Linus Ulmer, 28, which I like. Anders Nilsson, 31, Jaroslav Halak, 36. Corey Schneider's on this list, but he is dead. Henrik Lundqvist, also dead. Laurent Brossois, 28. That's Eric's boy for some reason. Mike Smith, 39. Brian Elliott, 36. Curtis McElhinney, 38. Ryan Miller, retired. And then it's, Chris Driedger, 27 is a UFA.
I think that's the crown jewel right there. But
what do you mean? Wait, what? You don't want to go with Alex Leon or Casimir Kaskasuo?
Back to the Martin Jones. Wilson was also asked if he's considered buying out any players. Again, I'll put it to you this way. We're in a position to be able to do and explore all options of things. What we decide to do will be made with a proper thought process. We are in the mix. I think some of you might have been surprised that we had this much cap space as we did around the trade deadline. We have the ability to be in conversation with teams that could make people available, whether it be Seattle or other teams that may in a different expansion position that we are. So we thought this through. We will explore all avenues to improve this hockey team. I've shared two of the areas that we're going to be looking at. So Mr. So Jones
is going to be wheeling and dealing.
Yeah, I think Doug Wilson's going to be coming out kicking ass this summer.
The other thing that I liked, oh my God, where was it? I just had it up and now I can't find it.
Also, that's all Eric from Shang Peng.
Eric teased out like the Matrix there. John. Oh my God, I just called you John. Well, JD was talking.
Jonathan.
I mean, that is your name, so it's not wrong. What does the D stand for?
Not Donathan.
Are you sure?
I'll check my birth certificate. Let me get back to you guys.
It's Jonathan Donathan for certain.
Yes.
So we are in a really good position to get through expansion, not only get through it, but also use it as an opportunity to potentially add some players that other teams might have to make available.
So my cockamamie are on.
Yeah, my cockamamie theory for him like black marketing the expansion draft is not totally cockamamie.
No.
So I think
cockamamie.
I like it.
Yes, so, very cockamamie.
Yeah.
Cockamamie.
So like,
did you guys ever refer to a badminton birdie as a shuttlecock?
Yeah. It's my favorite. That's my favorite word.
You have to say shuttlecock. You have to emphasize the second part of that word. Fun story. Shuttlecock. We were playing in high school. We were playing badminton in like PE, and we had I know you guys don't. It's the last game of the season. Gives a shit. We had the basketball hoop where you could like pull up the backboards like that. You know when you're not using them.
Yes.
And I got in trouble once because I lost three shuttlecocks on top of the backboard. I was trying to hit it up there as much, and I got like I had to like sit out the rest of the period because I lost three of them.
You're just pounding your shuttlecock
as high as I could. Yeah.
JD losing his cocks all over the place.
And then they, of course, whenever someone like brought the backboards back down, shuttlecocks rained all over somebody. So
I think we're all too big, but it'd be nice to interview like a coxswain one time. anyway.
Coxswain. You don't pronounce it like that.
What?
Yeah. It's coxswain.
Coxswain.
No.
No, it's coxswain.
Whatever. I don't care.
You know who's a coxswain? My wife.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I have so many jokes, but I'm going to save it. yeah, so I think trading for guys that other teams can't protect might be a fun scenario to work out, but it's going to take a lot of work on our end. Eric probably will do this.
Eric's got the spreadsheets.
Well, Eric brought up a team the other day. I think it was Colorado or something where they can't protect everybody. But the problem with Colorado is that it's like Matt Calvert, Jonathan Tonathan like Compher, Jonas Donskoy. So those guys you don't want. But if there's teams out there that you can maybe trade and grab a guy and like rejigger your protections, I'm for it.
Yes.
Yeah. So they can't really trade for defensemen, which is unfortunate because that would be an easier route to find guys because then they'd have to protect. But
What if they trade away LeBanc?
Sure. If they traded away LeBanc to acquire like an actually good defenseman and then they wanted to protect him and do 4-4.
Have you ever noticed how there's way more cars, Ferraris, Lamborghinis, Porsches, Hondas? And there's different models, Enzos, Countaches, F-Types, Accords. Well, it's impossible to stock all the parts you need for all those different kinds of cars, especially at a chain front. So why endure often pointless or seemingly intimidating questioning like, is your Ferrari broken? Nobody wants that. Instead, you can go to your computer and access rockauto.com at home and in your pocket. A big reason to repair and maintain your car is to save money that you can then use for other important things like rent, food, playing golf, whatever you want to choose to spend it on. But why not save 30, 50, 100% more for the exact same auto part on rockauto.com? Rockauto.com is a family business serving auto part customers online for 20 years. That's a good reason to go to them. They're trustworthy. Go to rockauto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything from engine control modules, I don't know what that is, and brake parts, I know what that is. So you have everything covered when your Ferrari breaks down. Best of all, prices at rockauto.com are always reliably low, and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Why spend up to twice as much for the same parts? Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or Ferrari. Write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com.
If you're like us at Locked On Sharks, you're counting down to days to the NHL draft when you can see who your team picks. There's probably a good prop bet on that too, which is amazing, especially if you head to Bet Online, which is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. In fact, if for some reason you don't like the NHL draft, baseball season is in full swing and you can track all the action at Bet Online, as well as the latest news, odds, and info for all your sporting needs, including, of course, like we mentioned, the MLB and the NHL, but also the NBA, which heads the playoffs soon, and all your UFC and MMA action. Before the next pitch, head over to Bet Online on your laptop or mobile device and check out all the great sporting news, sign up on bonuses and contest information. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore, as this is your chance to get into the game as teams prep for their runs to the playoffs. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today, I already said that, and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online, your online sportsbook experts. Use the promo code LOCKEDON for that 50% welcome bonus, folks.
Is anything not on the table this summer?
I would say Timo's probably not on the table this summer. I would say, LeBanc could go. It seems like
we already Hurdle know that LeBanc not. Was the,
that's true.
The feeler was out there.
It seems like Hurdle is not on the table either, because if they want to turn this around, they need good centers. So they can't expect to get rid of Hurdle and get something better for him, except for futures. And then, I mean, that's kind of it, but I think Carlson and Vlasic and Burns are probably – Carlson and Vlasic are staying put because no one's trading for those contracts and they have no movement clauses anyway.
But they would be on the table if somebody
– Yeah, if somehow something came up. But Vlasic was I'm not waiving my clause. But so that's before Hasso Plastner arrives at his bedside table with a baseball bat.
a dog's head.
Yeah. So my other idea was if a team has three forwards they're going to expose, and one is solid and two are meh, the Sharks could trade for the solid guy and be like, you're going to lose him for nothing, so you might as well get something from us for him.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I get that fourth round. That's why you get all those fourth and fifth round picks that you just trade. You money laundered this summer.
Oh, Florida is an interesting one, depending on who they want to keep around.
I know. Yeah. So we'll get into it.
Plenty of time.
Yeah. The content boys are back. It's official.
I'm anxious. I need to figure this out immediately.
Eric's gonna be up all night now. He's really gonna text at 6 a.m. He's like, guys, I got it.
Figured it out.
Just microdosing for 7 hours, guys. I think there's very few untouchables in the Sharks org right now.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of them are probably Bortolo. But I mean, again, if some team's we'll give you 10th overall for Bortolo, why not? you know what I mean? So I don't think anything's, I don't think, I mean, like, I'm just saying hypothetically, it's, if somebody makes a crazy deal, I don't think there's really anybody untouchable other than maybe a select few guys. But I think everything's kind of on the table. Dylan
Hmaliuk is the crown jewel of the prospect. Group.
So we're gonna package up Dylan Hmaliuk, Yegor Spiridonov, and Scott
Alex Young, baby.
all the big boys who can't skate. Phone, just package them all up for one big boy who can skate. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, there we go. James Van Riemsdyk. What's he doing? Another $7 million contract.
Oh,
yeah. Anyway, we're out of time. We're out of thoughts today. Does anybody have any final thoughts? Jerry Springer style.
Yeah, quick. Just thank you to everybody who's been who's listened to us, and we still can't believe sometimes that people want to tune in and listen to us every day.
What are you, 70?
Yeah.
I'm insightful. I believe it.
I am handsome as fuck.
Kyle, somebody did say Kyle was a great host today.
They said fantastic.
Fantastic host. I agree. Yeah. Kyle's a good host. This is why I'm just the perpetual guest, because no one wants me to host shit.
But please don't leave us. Please keep listening, yes, because we still have 2.5 months of 5 days
a week. Five days a week. So we have the content boys are going to be in full swing here. So yeah, we've got plenty of... we're going to let Eric go wild with all of his cockamamie theories until the draft. And yes.
They're showing a graphic of the Sharks' last 7 games and went win, loss, 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 win, loss, loss. And loss, I guess.
So the good thing with tonight's loss, Tankathon,
Before we go.
Oh, yeah. Send it to me.
This is important. This is our whole raison d'etre.
Yes. So they cannot, they're going to either be 7th or 8th. They can't drop pre-lottery. They can't drop any further than that. So we need the Canucks. They need to get 4 more points and 1 more regulation win. And then the Sharks will be slotted in that 7th spot, which means
that Vancouver has 5 games left.
That's insane. Yes. Calgary's already packed it up, basically. So we got to root for Vancouver. I know that's going to make Kyle physically ill, but we got to root for Vancouver the next week or so.
I'm talking to a girl who's a Canucks fan, so that'll grease the wheels.
Yes.
I hope she doesn't listen to this. Fuck. if you would like to get at us on Twitter, you can do that at Locked On Sharks. You can email us at lockedonsharks@gmail.com. What are we in a hospital? Get out of here. If you would like to go at us on Locked On Facebook, or this is a disaster, on Facebook or Instagram, you can do that at Locked On Sharks. JD's manning those, so he'll get all of your DMs. Like we said, the content boys are back. We need ideas. Our big, beautiful minds can only think of so many ideas before we start talking about the same thing. So if you have any kind of show idea, please let us know. We're more than happy to indulge, especially as we run out of prospects to profile in the first round.
Do a mailbag soon? We haven't done a mailbag in a while.
Sure, why not? But there's only so many mailbags you can do before people are tired of the bag and the mail. please get at us with anything you want to talk about. If you want us to talk about a specific player, free agency, expansion draft, regular draft, next season, we don't care. If you want us to talk about food, we will do it. We are not above that. So please get at us. If you would like to get at Eric and ask him about his puppy, you can do that at Foulball15. If you would like to ask JD about why his parents named him Jonathan, you can do that at My Fryhole.
They did not. if you want to ask Kyle about the big thing of muscle protein on his fridge, you can find him at Kyle Demetrius.
You tell that JD hasn't worked out in a while because he called it muscle protein.
Yeah.
It's an isolate. It's a whey protein. Anyway, your body can only absorb 30 grams of protein at a time. So this has 27 in it. Anyway, content boys will be back. What are you doing? What are you shaking your head for, Eric?
You don't even need that protein.
I don't care.
Monday's our 300th episode.
Let's go. It's the official content boy season. We're back. Tomorrow we have
Luke Hughes.
Thank you. Oh my god, I'm dying.
We
just recorded it. Luke Hughes. And then Monday the content boys are back in full swing. I'm leaving.
Bye. Get all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes with the Locked On Today podcast. Host Peter Bukowski updates you on the latest news and every major sport with the help of our local experts. Follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get podcasts.